Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. We are making our way through The Battlefield of the Mind book by Joyce Meyer. We are currently on the last part of the book discussing wilderness mentalities. Last week, I was telling y'all how I didn't quite understand how we went from the different conditions of the mind, ending that section with the mind of Christ, and now going into the wilderness mentality. It kind of felt like we were taking a step backwards. But something I thought about after I recorded the episode is that the wilderness was before the promised land. And so I don't know if this was her intention. We'll kind of see when we end the book. But I believe that her walking us through this wilderness mentality is, of course, so we don't make an 11-day trip 40 years, but also so that we can learn the lessons of this book and then walk into our own promised land. So that was a nice thought that I had after recording the episode. But in this particular chapter, chapter 17, she's debunking another wilderness mentality. And this mentality is that someone do it for me. I don't want to take the responsibility. Let me say it again. Someone do it for me. I don't want to take the responsibility. So as you can see, this chapter is all about responsibility. And I'm here for this because I feel like responsibility just isn't discussed enough. So for those of you who are in a position where God has sent you out somewhere, He's giving you some idea, He's giving you a business to launch, He's given you some type of instruction, and you have yet to respond to it, go ahead and sit up, get you a plate, have a seat, put the phone down, whatever you're listening to podcasts on, shoot, get this book and put a little ear tab, you know, when you pull the corners down on the page on chapter 17, and let Miss Joyce read you as you read this text. Let the Lord minister to you as you listen to this episode, because He is not playing with us, okay? Joyce defines responsibility as our response to God's ability. To be responsible is to respond to the opportunities that God has placed in front of us. I have highlighted this section I thought was so good. It says personal responsibility can't be delegated. And she is referencing Exodus 32, 30 through 32. And I'm going to read it in the NLT. It says, "The next day, Moses said to the people, 'You have committed a terrible sin, but I will go up to the Lord on the mountain. Perhaps I will be able to obtain forgiveness for your sin.' So Moses returned to the Lord and said, 'Oh, what a terrible sin these people have committed. They have made gods of gold for themselves. But now, if you will only forgive their sin, but if not, erase my name from the record you have written.' Now, let me give you a little bit of context here so you understand fully what's going on. In Exodus 32, Moses was up talking to the Lord, and the people of Israel, they were impatient because Moses was taking a while to come back down the mountain. So they went over to Aaron and they're like, hey, make us some gods who could lead us. We don't even know what happened to this Moses guy. He done brought us here from the land of Egypt. He up on a mountain claiming he's talking to the Lord. We ain't seen him. We ain't heard from him. We don't like that. So give us another god. Aaron then tells them, okay, go grab all the gold earrings. They did. They brought it to him. He melted the gold down and built these people a calf. And then these people going to say, oh, Israel, these are the gods who brought you out of Egypt. Aaron was excited because they was excited. And then they had a whole festival to the Lord. Like these people was tripping, y'all. But this is the sin that was committed. It angered God and they were punished for it. But the point here is that these people had Moses doing everything for him. He prayed for them. He sought God for them. He repented for them when they got in trouble. But they still had a responsibility to follow the Lord and his instructions and his commandments. I have highlighted here that Joyce says a baby has no responsibility at all. But as the child grows up, he is expected to take more and more responsibility. One of the main roles of a parent is to teach their children to accept responsibility. God desires to teach his children the same thing. So the Lord wants to teach us responsibility. In this text, the people of Israel, Moses was teaching them and leading them and guiding them, and they used his leadership as a crutch. And they used it to make excuses and to absolve themselves of the responsibility that they had. How does that apply to us today? We have so many resources. Many of us are in local churches. We have online churches. We have books and journals and devotionals and all these great study Bibles. We have ChatGPT. We have all of these Bible study tools and all of these places in which we could learn and understand the word. We have these great teachers and folks that God has elevated that we can glean from and learn from as they use their gifts. We have all of this. In what ways? I want you to ask yourself this and just be introspective for a moment. In what ways have you allowed your Christian conduct to replace the responsibility that you have to truly live a submitted and transformed life? How many times have you opened a devotional and read the paragraph of the author? You've read the scripture that may have been there, but you never went and opened the Bible for yourself. How many times have you used your favorite tool and you read the prayer there, but you haven't sat before the Lord and prayed to him directly without the guidance of somebody else? How many times have you gone to your pastor, your mentor, whatever faith-based leader you admire and asked them for guidance without asking the Lord first? How many times have you relied on the word of a prophecy or of a person to tell you what the Lord said versus listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you specifically? I want you to really answer that and think about that. And if you find yourself in that place where you are relying on everything and everyone else and not taking the responsibility that you have, then this is the perfect opportunity to repent. And in your repentance, let's truly turn away, because the Lord is going to forgive you. Let's truly now turn away and do something different. The next section I have highlighted here is called Many Are Called, Few Are Chosen. What's interesting here is she has this listed as Matthew 20:16 in the version of the book that I have, but that text is actually in Matthew 22:14. And I bring that up because, again, when you are reading books, even if they're faith-based books, and you see scripture, always go back. I believe this was more of a clerical, like typo type of situation, but still always go and read the text for yourself. Don't take anybody's word for it, even if they seem to be seasoned in the faith. So Matthew 22, 14 says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." So this verse right here, it concludes the parable of the wedding feast that can be found in Matthew 22, 1 through 13. And this is where Jesus tells the story of a king who prepares a wedding banquet for his son. The invited guests refuse to come, so the king extends the invitation to everybody, both good and bad, because they wanted to fill the banquet hall with guests. However, one guest is found without a wedding garment and is cast out. Let's read it and then let's break the text down further so we can see how this relates to responsibility. So again, Matthew 22, 1 through 13, this is the parable of the great feast, and I'm going to read it out of the NLT version. Jesus also told them other parables. He said, "The kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a king who prepared a great wedding feast for his son. When the banquet was ready, he sent his servants to notify those who were invited, but they all refused to come. So he sent other servants to tell them, 'The feast has been prepared. The bulls and the fattened cattle have been killed and everything is ready. Come to the banquet.' But the guests he had invited ignored them and went their own way, one to his farm, another to his business. Others seized his messengers and insulted them and killed them. The king was furious and he sent out his army to destroy the murderers and burn their town. And he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready and the guests I've invited aren't worthy of the honor. Now go out to the street corners and invite everyone that you see.' So the servants brought in everyone they could find, good and bad alike, and the banquet hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he noticed a man wasn't wearing the proper clothes for a wedding. 'Friend,' he asked, 'how is it that you are here without wedding clothes?' But the man had no reply. Then the king said to his aides, 'Bind his hands and feet and throw him into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" Now let's break this down a bit. The many who are called refer to the broad invitation of the gospel. In the context of the parable, this includes everybody invited to the wedding feast. This can be understood as God's call to all humanity to partake in the kingdom of heaven. Now, the few who are chosen refers to those who not only hear the call, but respond appropriately. Remember, responsibility is the ability to respond.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
So again, the few who are chosen refer to those who not only hear the call, but respond appropriately. In the parable, the chosen are represented by those who not only accepted the invitation, but also came prepared, which is symbolized by them showing up with their wedding clothes on. Now, it's likely that the wedding garment talked about here symbolizes the righteousness that's required to enter the kingdom of heaven. This righteousness is not self-generated, but it is granted through faith in Jesus Christ. The guest without the garment represents those who respond to God's invitation outwardly, but lack the inward transformation that comes through true faith. So again, the person who came without the garment, that is representative of so many people that you and I know who respond to the invitation outwardly. They identify as Christian. They do Christ-like conduct of like going to church and all the things that are accustomed to those of us in the faith, but they have not fully surrendered to that inward transformation that comes by true faith. When you have truly accepted the faith, when you have truly accepted Jesus Christ, then that is not just something that you do outwardly, but you respond to the gift of faith by giving him yourself, by giving him all of you, by allowing him to transform your mind, by allowing him to reform you back to who he saw when he formed you in your mother's womb, by submitting yourself to the sanctification process, by submitting yourself to be made whole. So this verse, it challenges believers to examine their faith and commitment. This serves as a reminder that the external religious affiliation is just simply not enough, but you need to have a genuine relationship with God that is evidenced by a transformed life. That's the responsibility that we have, to submit our life to him so that we can be transformed. I have highlighted here that Joyce says a lot of people have wishbone, but no backbone. People with a wilderness mentality want to have everything and do nothing. Joyce then starts talking about the responsibility of ministry. So she brought up Joshua 1:1-3, and it says, "After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, and he said, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on land that I have given you.'" She says, when God told Joshua that Moses was dead and he was to take his place and lead the people across the Jordan into the promised land, it meant a lot of new responsibility for Joshua. The same is true for us as we go forth to claim our spiritual inheritance. You and I will never have the privilege of being used by God if we are not willing to take our responsibility seriously. I was having a conversation with somebody this morning, and I was saying that I believe in this advancement of Christian platforms, whether it's social media, YouTube, podcasts. I believe that a lot of people are naive and ill-equipped for the responsibility of it. Like Joshua served Moses. He saw it all. He saw how Moses handled things. He saw how the people were acting. Like he was properly trained. He was discipled. Many of us, when we have these platforms, we're not being discipled offline. And I believe that that leads to a lot of reckless representations of the kingdom of God. When I first changed the show over to Blessed and Bossed Up, the Lord has always placed me with older women who were able to pour into me. So when I first got saved and changed this platform over and started communicating what the Lord was giving me on this platform. On the back end, I had people that I could call and be like, hey, I read this text. Like, this is what I think it says. Am I missing something here? Or, hey, I'm not, like, I'm reading a word, but I'm not feeling like I'm comprehending it in the depth of it the way that I should. And the study Bible that I actually recommend to all of you guys all the time was recommended to me because I called the person who was discipling me at this time with this problem. And I went to Barnes & Noble, found that Life Application Bible, and I sat there and studied it right then and there. I remember early around this time too, when I was just still learning how to decipher the voice of the Lord versus my thoughts and all of that. I remember one of the first times that I was certain that the Lord was talking to me was I had woke up and I heard I had quit my job. Me leaving my job, I would say, is one of the first times where I'm like, oh yeah, this is the Lord. Like, I was very, I had an inner knowing about that. I knew that's what God was calling me to. Now, in this season, though, one day I woke up and the Lord had told me to watch the movie War Room. And I was like, surely I'm tripping. Like, I must have fell asleep with some commercials on or something, because why am I waking up and I'm hearing watch the movie War Room when I'm trying to build a business and I'm broke? Like, surely this ain't the Lord. I'm like, but just in case, because again, at that time, I'm still learning. So I'm like, well, just in case, let me just lean into it. And I watched the movie with my notebook thinking that I'm about to get some deep revelation. I didn't. Great movie, though. You know, took some notes like, oh, okay, prayer. Got it. And so I had finished watching the movie. I went to the library because this was early on when I quit my job. So I ain't have two nickels to rub together. I went to the library because books there are still free. And I went to the business section and I was in like the marketing book section, just trying to find something on marketing and business development to give me some additional like strategies and things that I could apply to start seeing growth in the business I was building. And I remember being in that section again, business section. I'm not in no faith, nothing. Business section. Eye Level is this book, Fervent by Priscilla Shirer. I didn't know what the word fervent meant, so it wasn't the title that stuck out to me at all. What stuck out to me was this little sticker that was on the book that said, from the producers of the movie War Room. And I was like, oh, hold on now. I just watched this movie. I just thought that I was crazy and I wasn't hearing from the Lord because I sat and watched the movie when I ain't got two nickels to rub together. So I got the book. I said, okay, this has to be the Lord. And I got the book, checked it out, took it home, ran through it. And that was really the foundation for my prayer life and all of that. Like, it just is the foundation for, I believe, how my faith has been built since then. But at that time, I remember calling the person discipling me and I'm like, yo, you ain't gonna believe this. I woke up, I heard this, I thought I was tripping, but I just watched the movie anyway, because, you know, what could it hurt? I go to the library and I see this book. This book ain't supposed to be here. There's no way that this is a coincidence. And she was like, girl, that was the Lord. And the Lord will repeat, like, he will make sure that he gets your attention. And then even as I changed the podcast over, because that was before I even changed the podcast, as I changed the podcast over, and now I have this platform where I'm talking about the Lord, I'm talking about scripture, the Lord placed somebody else in my life that's more seasoned, that is more seasoned in ministry, that's more seasoned in doing the work of the Lord. And I can call her and I'm saying, hey, the Lord gave me this message. This is the scripture I'm talking about. This is my interpretation of it. Like, this is the message that I'm getting for the show. What do you think about this? Am I off? You think I'm on the right track? Just running it past somebody else that is more seasoned, and the Lord has authorized to pour into me in that way. It's a way that I was able to take my responsibility seriously. And I feel like so many are starting these platforms and not taking the responsibility seriously. Like, you get this underdeveloped idea and then just go straight out to it. Like, we could do way more damage that way than if we take our time and let the Lord develop us and train us and let the people that he sends us to pour into us, disciple us properly. Like, there's a process that Joshua went through before he could lead the people into the promised land. And we all have our own process before we could really be out here doing the work of the Lord. That's how we take our responsibilities seriously, is making sure that things are developed. And I don't think a lot of people are doing that in this season, and it is dangerous. And so for you guys listening, whatever the Lord has called you to do, make sure you to take the time to develop it. Talk to the spiritual leaders that he has allowed to be in your life to cover you. Ask them for prayer. Ask them for wisdom. Talk to people who are more seasoned and ask them to pour into you. That's one of the reasons why I believe the Lord has me even mentoring now when it comes to helping other podcasters. Because when I'm talking to those in my programs, I'm like, hey, this ain't just about listens. This is about souls. We're doing this Bible on Business series because, hey, this isn't just about sales. This is about souls. So we have to be responsible. So yeah, we got to answer the call, but we have to take the call seriously. And we have to make sure that we are responsible as we answer this call. We're already at the end of our time, so I'm going to go ahead and stop this here. Next week, we'll come back with chapter 18, which is the third wilderness mentality. I pray that this episode blessed you. I pray that this episode challenged you, and I pray that this episode held a mirror up to you so that you can understand the importance of responsibility and you can be one that are not just called, but that are chosen. Thank you all for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you, and I will see you in the next one.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.